What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear: strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Rotatoes, it's Friday, and that means only one thing. It's time for another episode of the podcast. We are here with episode 2, part 1. I don't quite know whether it's this episode or the next episode or part 2 of this episode where the wheels of this arc truly do come off in the most spectacular way, in a way that I think only the Rotating Heroes podcast can deliver to you. So I hope that this, I hope you enjoy this as much as I enjoyed torturing my players with it, because it was truly a lot of fun. And I think that it is this episode and sort of from here where this arc really just, it just goes to new levels, to new heights. And it just really, I find it particularly enjoyable because I really genuinely thought this was just going to be a shopping episode, and it turned into so, so much more. Anyway, before I go ahead and throw it over to Past Me, I would just love to tell you that we have Coco Corner merchandise available right now. That is right, we have Coco Corner t-shirt, we have a Coco Corner mug, and we have 2 Coco Corner stickers available as well, immortalizing, I think, one of the best and funniest jokes on the Rotating Heroes podcast, as immortalized by the one and only Zach Oyama. So, if you want to check that out, then please go ahead and find the link in the description below. Take it away, Past Me.
And now presenting the Rotating Heroes Podcast.
Welcome back to the Rotating Heroes Podcast, everybody. I am Just William Cartwright, your Dungeon Master for this Campaign 2 of the Rotating Heroes Podcast. We are in the Axis system, and I am here with some absolutely wonderful and very special and gorgeous, wonderful friends. Starting with, to my left this time, it is George Provera.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's George. Yeah. What's going on?
I'm so happy to have you here. Thanks for being here, man. And next to George is John Mackey.
That's me, folks. This is what my voice sounds like. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for clarifying. Yeah. Everyone was on real tender hooks about what your voice sounded like as you were saying it.
Actually, this is what my voice sounds like.
There we go.
Lie about that for the rest of the podcast.
And last but by no means least, we have the wonderful Erin Keefe.
And this is what my voice sounds like. Yeah. I'm Erin Keefe, and I got a tummy ache today from all the Sour Patch Kids we've been eating.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to have to, I think, release the videos of us eating
the BTS.
Sour Patch Kids. The BTS.
The BTS clips of us ruining our stomachs.
You guys are going to be so impressed with how brave I was. My face barely moved every time I ate one.
One of my favorite videos or BTS things that we ever did was watching Zach, so Erika Ishii, was on the show and just cracked open a tin of corn, like sweet corn, and just like pounded the actual juice from it.
No.
That kind of made me nauseous.
No. My tummies hurt from the Sour Patch Kids. Careful.
Zach had like a visceral reaction where he was just like, no! No.
Couldn't agree more.
Because it was just in the juice? Middle of, it was just like in the, like we were just sat there chatting or whatever, and then just went like that.
Yeah,
and then
you were a jerk, some gorgeous.
Didn't even like pick out the corn to eat. Just chugged the corn juice. And Zach was like,
that's tough.
So that they'd be left with like dry corn at the end? As
well, I don't
like
know
a,
if it'd be super dry.
Is the point to then eat the corn, or
yeah,
is it just,
I think yeah, eat the corn, but the,
you just want a juiceless
it floats
corn
in juice, doesn't it? So I just drank the juice.
I don't know if I can move past this.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, Zach's reaction is absolutely justified.
I agree. Yeah. Although this is a real glass house situation for me, because within the last couple weeks, I have taken a shot of olive juice when I felt like I
olive
needed
juice
salt.
Is different than
is?
Corn juice.
Okay.
Yeah, because like olive juice, you like put in stuff like in like,
you put it
martini,
in a martinis
yeah.
and stuff. You don't put a corn juice in a vodka yeah. on ice.
But is it weird if I'm taking a shot of it like 10 a.m. on a Tuesday?
Probably.
No. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The context makes it a little
well,
interesting.
Well, then cut it out.
Yeah. No, leave that
no,
in.
No, no, I think the
yeah, we'll leave that
all
in.
Right, we'll probably good. Cut that out.
I think we'll probably what's your it? Olive juice at 10 a.m.? Yeah.
Well, how about you all cut it out, okay?
Yeah.
Because we're going to play some Dungeons & Dragons.
Yeah, let's go.
I'm scared.
So, our trio, you are currently on board Bugsley, the small little four-person... transportation. Technically six-person, because you have two people driving and then there's four seats in the back and then like a little cargo bay. And you are currently on your way to Giantsbane, this sort of small domed... I say small, it's still a full city inside of this dome. It just looks tiny in the sort of wreckage and ruins that you find yourselves around. On top of the little box, there's like a little envelope which details some instructions for you. It details that the date, which is 2 days from now. The box must be handed off to one of Alistair Redgrave or Evangeline Dusk, and they've been told to meet you at the Broken Crown Casino.
Does Tundra have an experience with anyone who has that name or like last name?
I'm going to say probably not, just because it's also been a while since you've been here. Yeah, not the last names. There's something that you might have context for, but I don't think it would be that necessarily. Actually, I will ask, though, do you think that Tundra has been to Giantsbane before?
Yes.
You do think so?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You'll know, then, in which case, that there is a few things that you could potentially do when you were down there. There is four main sort of areas. There is the Rust Docks, which is where you're likely to go into and dock Bugsley. There's the Flickering Market. There is the area sort of in and around the Broken Crown Casino, which is like the kind of bar slash restaurant district. But everyone just refers to it as the Broken Crown, even though that's just the casino. It's like, that's the main feature of that area. And then there's also the chapels. And just a little context for you. So yeah, you've got the docks, the Flickering Market is like this big sprawling kind of bazaar where they sell all kinds of strange things and artifacts. And then the chapels is an area of like, through desolation that was like wasn't completely wrecked in and lost, and so there's a couple of like chapels that were built by you would assume smaller people, like normal sized people, and they are dedicated to like various gods from around the area. So yeah, but you're pulling down now towards, you see there's this sort of almost a little like antenna looking sort of thing that pops out of the side of the dome. And as you get closer, you notice that sort of antenna thing is actually where all the like ships are like docking into, basically. And some of the larger ones have to go down and like land somewhere else and then like they shuttle across or whatever. But the sort of smaller ships, certainly the sort of thing that you have are docked by this, the Rust Docks.
And since I've had experience in the city, do I know if we have to, like, pay money to dock or, like, if we should be keeping a lower profile?
So there's a 2 credit per day docking fee, but you would know certainly that if you don't want your ship to go missing or for it to be scrapped or, you know, pieces taken off of it, then a little extra to whoever sort of takes the fee goes a long way. There is also the option as well for you to park it somewhere else and then sort of make a way on foot into the city itself if you don't want to leave Bugsley there. Up to you guys.
I'll cover the dock. I don't mind if we want to park somewhere fancy and official, you
wow,
know?
You're trying to brag about your win yesterday.
I'm feeling like it wouldn't even do a dent. You know what I mean? I could take care of it easy.
Well, I'm thinking this place can be corrupt as it is. The fact that we just ran into people who were dressed like they worked there and they didn't. I don't know if I trust the docking system.
And I just want to say that I've been thinking a lot about how I stood on the bow of the ship and immediately told those guys who I was. And I don't want to use my last name anymore. So while we're here, call me Shetty Tut Tut.
I'm not going to do that.
Call me Shetty Tut Tut.
Hey.
I don't want to use my last name anymore.
I'm hey, part- sorry. One quick hi, Bugsley here. Tut Tut. Just want to make sure I'm getting that correct. Tut
yeah,
Tut.
Yeah. From now on, I'm Shetty Tut Tut. Because I'm not gonna. I can't stand on my family name for my whole life.
But what right? if we need to use your family's company card?
And your name doesn't match what's on the card. Then.
Then what?
I think we're out of luck. Then Shetty.
Then for that person, we can use my real name. But for everybody else. I'm just Shetty Tut Tut. And here's the thing. I'm not going to use the company card. I'm not going to use my family card. I'm not going to use my family name. When we're in Giants Bay.
Then use it on Bugsley or leave it on Bugsley.
You're leave the card here?
Yeah, then leave the card here.
If you're not going to use it, you should leave it here. Don't be tempted to use it.
But then
you're setting yourself up to fail.
What if it gets hot in here and it gets melted?
That doesn't happen to cards.
That's never happened.
That's never happened.
It's definitely made out of metal. The family card, 100%, is made. It's probably made out of like inertium or something. Like actually, a genuinely incredibly expensive material.
It's just, you know, there's like sentimental value about
this. This is the
card
first
too.
Time you've ever been careful with the card. You literally throw it into that poster.
Yeah.
But I just
as target practice.
Okay. Here's the rules.
I saw you eating off of it last night.
Here's the rules. My name is Shetty Tut Tut.
You licked guacamole off of
you
this card.
You licked guacamole from the card into your mouth.
And then you try to bite it like it was a chip, and you realized it wasn't.
I was hungry, and I didn't. Honestly, the lines got blurred between plate and food. It happens.
I did ask you to see you eat a plate once.
And I
apologize.
I apologize for that. I regretted it.
Sorry.
I have a great idea. Okay. I have a great idea. I'll hold on to it. And if you really, really need it or there's an emergency or you want to hold it for a second to feel a little bit better, then I'll give it back to you.
All right. Here's the thing. A couple things you guys need to know about the card. It only works if I'm holding it.
I don't think that's true.
I have to have it in my hand.
All right.
It's the only way it works. But we're not going to use it, all right?
All right, I'll hand it back to you if there's an emergency.
We're not going to use it.
We're not going to use it. We're not going to use it.
I'm not going to take it. Yeah.
And from now on, I'm Shetty Tut Tut.
Shetty Tut Tut.
I don't want to say the
Shetty
sentence in a row.
Can I keep calling you Shetty and make no other change?
Yeah, that's fine.
I think we're going to be all right.
I think I'm going to do that because I'm not going to make those
noises. I'm just saying if people ask for our last names.
I doubt they will.
But if they do.
We won't blink when you say Tut Tut.
Thank you.
What's
that's
that noise?
All
instead of turtle.
Hey there, folks. How's it going? You docking here or?
Guys, we fucking we should have made a choice.
Bugsley.
Bugsley.
What?
Bugsley.
No what? Decision doesn't mean straight.
Hey, you gave me a direction. I went in that direction, and then you were all discussing. I didn't know what to do, so I just went.
Quickly, we gotta decide. Do we want to go?
Sorry, folks. Is there anyone in here? This sort of middle-aged sort of human man with like a thick mustache pokes his head around the corner. Can I get you guys sorted out or?
Hi, sir, Shetty Tut Tut. So glad to be in the city.
That's useful, actually. I was going to ask your last name, so that's yeah. Okay. Shetty Tut Tut.
What's have any the deal here?
Identification on you, Shetty Tut Tut, just so I can make a note of the ID number.
No, I lost it.
Okay. Does anyone have any ID?
Yeah, for sure. I just have a quick. Question.
Okay. Yeah.
Is it still illegal to park places that are not here?
Yeah. We don't typically recommend it, but I guess.
But not against any rules or anything like
that? There
are
certain protected areas of the ruins, but I mean, between you and me, everyone's running a little on empty these days, you know, so I don't know that there's a lot of patrols happening.
How come?
There's a lot going on in the city. You know, we're all trying to do our best.
Top three things at the top of your mind.
That's going on in the city?
Yeah.
We're
new. We're just trying to get a vibe for first on our agenda here.
Well, you know, we had a problem with a information relay a couple weeks ago, and sort of since then it's left a void and vacuum of power because we haven't been able to get hold of the Bastion Keepers to come in and help, you know, reinforce the laws. And so, you know, it's kind of a little...
Jeez.
Lawless down there right now. Huh. But it's okay. I'm assuming you're here for a reason. You know, get in, get out as quickly as you can. That's probably my recommendation?
Are your arms outstretched for a hug, sir?
Yes. Come here.
All right, yeah.
You get the hug of, like, a truly, truly fantastic father. You know what I mean? Oh. It's just like a, wow.
Tundra would never admit it, but she really needed that.
Yeah.
Hey, if you're done, can I get in there?
Oh, come on. Come on. And it's just warm. It's soft. Wow. And you get the slightest hint of cinnamon.
Well, I guess I got to get in there, too.
He pulls you in and goes, is that okay, son? Is that good for you?
I immediately start crying. Immediate burst into tears. Yeah, that's good, Dad. I mean, what's your name?
My name?
Yeah.
I'm Mark.
Love you, Mark. I mean, thanks, Mark.
I love you, too.
And then there's a really comfortable 4 minutes of silence where we're all in the group.
I whisper to you, stupid shit, just cry. What a baby.
He's such a baby. He's a real baby. Anyways, I think we should park here. This guy's got good vibes, right?
Yeah.
Hey, I feel like he'll watch our... I mean, if you guys want, I've got like a... It's not so much a medical procedure as it is an infusion of light into the cortex of the brain that's in charge of lying and shuts it down. We could ask him some questions and make sure he's on the up and up.
Yeah, do that.
Yeah. Hey, what's that you're talking about
there? In
the
future, you can just do cool stuff.
Oh, cool. Hey,
don't explain it.
Hey, what's your name, man?
Mark.
Mark?
Yeah.
Ribbons. Come in here, Mark.
Mark Ribbons, just in case you need it away. Last name.
Bugsley, can you shut the door for a sec?
Oh, what are you doing there?
I'm going to immediately cast Zone of Truth.
Oh, shit. Okay. Sorry, I just cursed. That was bad. Ah, do apologize.
Centering it on Mark. And so he's just in there. He's got to make a charisma save. And he can choose to just fail the save. He's like, Mark, I got to ask you a couple questions just to verify that we're safe leaving our dear Bugsley here with you.
What are you trying to do to me here?
Oh, this is just standard stuff.
Okay.
I get to know if he failed or not.
He failed. Yes.
He failed.
Yes,
okay.
He ready to fail.
Hey. I'm just going to be real straight with you, Mark. You don't have any bad intentions with our dear Bugsley here, do you? You're not going to steal?
I do. What? Sorry, I don't... whoa, what happened there?
Mark, I'm just going to give you one more time. Just maybe my light's on the fritz, you know?
Yeah.
Are you going to steal this vessel when we leave?
Yes.
Oh, no!
All right, open the door, wow. Bugsley.
Let me tell you something. I'm sorry. I'll be honest. I'll be on the level.
Yeah,
okay?
You will be honest. Against your will.
I have a family down there, and we are saving up to leave. They don't really pay me to do this job. It's sort of like a... they won't, like, probably, I don't know... like, beat me up or something, you know, in the street, if I do this job. So, I'm trying to feed my family, and this is kind of the only way I have access to any kind of credits, okay?
This sobs. Yeah, I think he's lying.
I think we go, well, he's definitely not lying.
I'm 100% not lying.
I can't assure you enough that I'm pretty sure he's not lying.
You know what, we're not judging you. We're not coming down on you. We're all trying to do our best.
I understand. I came in with a lot of hugs and good energy, and I've not lived up to that. And I apologize. You seem like good folks. Most of the people that come through here, they're not the best folks.
Are you sorry?
I am, deeply.
Oh, okay. Ooh. All right. Well, then here's the thing. We're going to get out of your way so you can steal from someone else, and we're going to be on our way. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Good luck, though.
You're not going to park?
We're not going to park
here. No, man.
I'm
okay.
Here.
If we parked here, would you defend our vehicle with your life, knowing now that what we know?
Okay, not with my life. Ah, oh, damn.
What if we killed you? If we did not that, or maybe we paid you.
Oh yeah. How many credits would it take for you to feel real loyal?
5.
Whoa. Okay.
That's a lot of money. Hey, pal. I mean, I said 10. I said 10.
Check your account. I put 15 in there.
Wait, dude, wait, we have to pay him when we get back.
I need you to send me that back if you don't mind. But that's just a taste of what it's going to feel like.
So he looks down at his little card, and I imagine that they're sort of, unless you get like it customized, you can have it looking however you want, but it's like a little sort of see-through card, and on it, you just see that like -326 just kind of goes down to like what would it be,
Minus 311? It was 15 credits?
Yes, yeah. There we go. -311. And that's what it goes.
Okay.
That's yeah. Incredible.
We'll put 10 more in if we come back and our ship is totally fine.
And clean.
Yeah, I was going to say, well, yeah.
Clean.
How about 11 and I'll clean it?
Sure, 11.
Okay, and is there any way that if we took like one back, maybe my family could just hang out in here for a bit?
Yeah.
No kids, no pets.
What do you mean your family's just going to hang out in here? I mean, this isn't like a rental, dude.
Okay. I was just asking.
We gave you 15 credits, dude. Okay. That's like a lot of money, dude.
You seem like, okay, yeah. Do you also not have much money?
I think this guy's lying.
Do you also not have much money?
Are you lying?
No.
Have you told any lie? Yeah, I think he's fine.
I can't. I don't think.
We will pay you in full when we get back.
10? 11?
11, if it's clean and there was clearly no kids in here.
Okay.
If there were clearly no kids in here, I guarantee you 15 upon our return. There were no kids in here.
Okay. Yeah.
But we'll give you 11 if your kids had to come in here.
If your kids had to come in here, we'll give you 11.
Okay. Cool.
But if anybody asks, I'm Shaddy Tut Tut.
Does he have to, for the spell, does he have to do a save?
No, I think it's people who I choose.
Okay.
But let me...
It's so funny. If anyone asks, I'm Shaddy Turtle.
Yeah.
No, actually.
Am I fucked?
Until a spell creature that entered the spell's area for the first time on a turn. On a failed save, a creature can't speak a deliberate lie. An affected creature is aware of the spell and can avoid. Yeah, you have to make the save. I can't choose.
What's the save?
It's a charisma saving throw.
That's so funny.
I thought I could. Select. I don't think
that's
I can anymore.
That's so funny. Okay, I rolled a 6.
You failed.
If anybody asks, I'm Shadrick Shaddy Turlet.
What the hell, I told everybody to step back.
Oh god, now this guy's gonna try to get more money out of us. You fucking
don't tell
moron.
Anybody that. Don't tell anybody that. Don't tell anybody.
Why?
That.
Why would I not tell anyone?
He doesn't. Do you know who the Turlets are?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Of course.
We're going to have to kill this guy. I didn't want to kill him.
Wait,
smells
are you also
so
affected by the thing that means you can't lie? You're not joking right now?
Guys,
you're not lying?
Are you? Did go ahead.
We all have to. This is so funny.
4.
Yeah,
4. I'm going to grade you fail.
We're going to have to kill this guy.
I think technically I'm also in this radius.
Yeah.
I nat 20.
Yeah, there you go. You can lie.
You can lie.
I can lie. Oh, man, I failed too, guys.
Yeah.
I can only speak the truth.
Jeez.
So, we're going to have to kill him, right?
No.
No, we don't have to kill him.
I add very little value. No. I would be a real drag on you. No, stop it.
You going to tell people that he's a turlet?
I will not. Well, I will not. Yeah.
You won't say the full sentence.
Say the whole sentence, Mark.
Mark, you smell amazing, and I care about you deeply. Say the whole sentence.
Uninterrupted and with no weird little pre-words or post-words.
Yeah, don't use vocal commas.
He's squirming.
No vocal commas is 100% right.
I will not.
Stop struggling, man.
Tell anyone he's a turlet.
Okay. I'm pretty good with that. You won't tell anyone or anything, right?
Yes.
Hey, Bugsley, can you ascend to 400 feet? Listen, man, I'm a doctor. I don't want to hurt you, but I do need like a verbal confirmation that you're not going to send high-level scary assassins after my friend.
Assassin? I wouldn't.
Are we giving him ideas? He was probably not going to blackmail us until we told him to.
I'm sorry. I'm under the effects of the truth spell.
I'll be completely honest. I had no thought like that. I was just more, you know, taken aback having heard that name.
And you're still maintaining no thoughts about that, right?
No. Now I am. Now I have to admit that my mind is racing with the possibility of blackmail. But I...
Well, what if we tied him to our ship? Here's what we'll do.
I'm loving that.
You smell great. You're great at hugging.
It's hard for me to defend the ship if I'm tied to the ship.
But Bugsley, is there a way for Bugsley to let you loose or communicate with us?
Bugsley, can you do that?
What? Can I, like, open the door and let him out?
He's not going to get, like, it's a metal door.
Can you unrestrain him from something that we restrain him to?
Tundra has the biggest migraine. She cannot believe how complicated this is because it's a short amount of time. She's just holding her.
Yeah, do you want to, like, strap him into one of these side seats? I can.
This guy is helping us kidnap him.
We'll say the side seats have got, like, those roller coaster pull-down bars.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can release those.
Thanks, Bugsley.
I don't know if this is necessary, okay, guys? I think that we got off on the wrong foot.
No, we're going to strap you in, and when we get you back...
I'll work for you. Me and my family can come live on the ship, and we'll work for you, all of us.
He does smell great, and he's good at hugs, which I don't care about, but you seem to care about a lot.
Me and my family, come live on the ship. We'll help you guys. What do you need?
We'll protect you.
Yeah, this is great.
All right.
Yeah, but you're telling the truth.
You're telling the truth, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I have to.
Yeah.
All right, we're all telling the truth. Bugsley, descend.
He just make that noise. It's really smooth.
All right, Mark.
Okay.
You're a cool guy.
Thanks.
We'll see ya.
Wow, he's telling the truth. He has to tell the truth. That's awesome.
I sure am.
I lean into him. I say, I don't trust you as far as I could throw you.
He literally did a truth spell, man. Yeah.
I don't know how to respond to this.
Don't.
Well, this has been exhausting. Can I pick up the box? And is there a way to, like, sort of cover it and make it more inconspicuous? Do we have a sort of, like, a wagon or a cart we can use?
I could summon my spectral buddy.
Oh, yeah.
I usually don't call him for city jobs, but, you know, we could bring him in.
I might have some tarp or something in the back if you want to check the cupboard.
Yeah, I'm going to cover this in tarp.
Yeah, it's still going to look like a big box that's kind of heavy.
Oh, can I? There's no wagon or little cart we can put it in?
Probably in the town, yeah, but you got to take the...
If I may, hi Mark Ribbons here. There's probably some ones that you could, like, rent from, like, near the edge of the city, but you got to take the elevator down first before you can get to there, and I wouldn't want to... You can't put a wagon in the... You have to get special sign-off to use the service elevator.
But we could carry this box while it has a tarp on it, and we could go down, and then we could go to the flickering
market. Yeah.
Get a wagon there.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
And, you know, Shiny can pull the wagon, or we can strap it to Shiny, whatever we want to do.
Yeah, sure. Okay, awesome. Just to get that. Hey, Mark, close your ears.
Okay.
Just real quick, are you definitely sure you want to take... it with you?
I don't trust...
No, I'm just... I'm just saying, as Bugsley, I can... If anyone gets close or looks like they're gonna try and... I can just fuck off, you know? I can leave.
Yeah, but then we're stuck here. And then we still don't get to deliver
the package. I'll back or like, let you know. You know what I mean?
I don't trust...
I'm just saying that you just need to be careful when you're in there. That, like, you've got a bit of time before this drop happens. So just make sure if you leave it anywhere or you whatever, it's secure, is what I'm saying.
Can you keep it secure, Bugsley?
Well, I just want to, I think, like, I could be on the lookout.
Does he
and
have
then...
to tell the truth?
Bugsley?
Yep.
Did he fail?
Nope.
He succeeded?
Yeah, he succeeded.
God
but
damn.
He's like...
But yeah, I mean, my
Bugsley, prime, you wouldn't betray
my,
us, would
my
you?
My prime directive is just to serve you. What am I going to get out of a box? I don't even have hands. I can't look inside it.
I don't want to let it out of my sight.
I think we take it, then. Let's take it. Shetty?
Whatever you guys want to do, I'm down. I could probably just carry this thing. I like, just try to, like, snatch it up, like, just not even thinking about it.
Go ahead, roll me. Make it an athletics check. It's a very high check.
Yeah, what's that, 15?
You pull one of your lats.
I hurt myself?
Yeah, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
It's heavy. And you had, like, no form. You know what I mean? You were just sort of all, like...
You lifted with your back, man.
Oh.
You just felt a pop in the center of your back.
Wrenched back so violently.
I don't know. I think I could still do it. I think I could handle it.
Ollie, I'm covering it with the tarp. You carry this side. I carry this side. We're going to go get a wagon. How's your back?
It hurts, but I'm okay. I'll be all right.
What's, like, a big, large animal that I would have seen?
One of the ones in, like, Anvil are, like, these kind of, like, slightly longer, kind of gangly, like, elephants that have their faces
gross.
A bit more, like, camel-like.
I love that.
Yeah.
I am on the outskirts of this, like, little...
We'll call them Snaffles.
Snaffle.
That's a funny...
Oh, Shiny the Snaffle.
Yeah.
I'm gonna just, like, whistle out into the distance. and like out of light, there's gonna be an emulsion of light that then like sprouts out into a snaffle that is a large sized creature made out of light. It's like a celestial being. And I'm like, if we want, we can. You guys are looking at me weird.
That was the coolest thing I ever saw.
I said it before as like kind of just like an offhand remark, but like if there's anything cool that you want to do, don't even ever worry about asking. Just go for it, because that was freaking sick.
You guys are pretty nice. That's all I can do for the rest of today.
That was pretty sick, though.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. Yeah, I appreciate it.
Is there any like sort of rope or anything on?
You can have some rope on you. It's fine. Yeah, yeah. You go into the cupboard in Bugsley, at the back of Bugsley, and this is the cupboard that you know that Shaddy was supposed to have like cleared out, and it is just like filled with junk.
Tundra just like turns around and just looks at Shaddy and doesn't say anything.
This is like the one that I missed.
There's so much stuff comes piling out. Like so
clearly all the stuff from the other ships that he showed in there.
Essentially anything that Shaddy was ever given and be like, oh, can you go put this away? Just got chucked in here.
Well, is there anything that might seem useful in this climate?
Go ahead, roll me a d20.
Eight.
Eight? No.
Damn it.
It's all warm weather stuff in here. I will say, though, that as a mechanic going forward, the Bugsley cupboard, if you roll well enough, like you can find like an innocuous item in there.
Great. That's great.
That's awesome.
I just walked up to this snaffle. What's it?
Snaffle.
I walked up to it, and I'm just like looking at it, and I like try to touch it and scratch its chin.
Hey, buddy. You're our friend now. I keep expecting you to talk. You can't make him talk.
He just starts chewing on your hands.
I can communicate with him telepathically. Do you want to say something to him?
Tell him I said hi. I think he's cool.
Hey, Shiny.
Shiny.
Hello.
Ah! Oh no.
How are you?
He's got an intelligence of 6, so he knows some stuff.
Speak for yourself.
Tundra's sort of like wincing because she's like, that's a little weird, while she's tying the box to.
We'll say that you can all hear Shiny.
Okay, great. Yeah, sorry, he does some. He really simpers when he talks to people. Shiny, that you know that makes people uncomfortable.
What's that?
Never mind.
He goes this and just starts like chewing on top of Shaddy's head.
I think he likes me.
He does. He really likes you.
I do.
Nice. We're going to be good friends. Me and him. Shaddy and Shiny.
You can ride him.
I can ride him?
Yeah, get on.
Are you serious?
I mean, Shiny, can he ride you?
No, no. It's fine. It's sort of what I'm here for.
I just jump up on top of
him. Wow. Such powerful thighs.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. It's years of sporting.
I can feel the years.
Dude, I think your goat wants to have sex with me.
Did you just call me a goat?
I don't know. What are you?
I'm a snaffle.
Snaffle. Sorry, dude.
Can we go?
Yeah.
Tundra's at the door being like, what are we waiting for?
Sorry, Shiny made it weird again. All right, let's go, buddy. Come on.
As you get led out, you're now on the rust docks. It's pretty sort of bustling and it moves at quite a pace, it seems. And you find very quickly to like a little platform which has a little depression button in the middle of it. And then when you click on it, it just slowly starts to lower down as you find yourself journeying into Giant's Bane.
Tundra is having like a moment where she kind of gets stopped in her tracks because this is the last place where she was with her love that passed away. It was like the last happy place they were together before everything went down.
With Ember, yeah?
Yep.
Cool. So as the elevator slowly lowers, you find yourselves looking out over the streets of Giant's Bane. There is a chaotic blend of industrial grime and ancient decay, and the air is thick with the scent of burning coal and spiced food and that slick kind of metallic oily smell. There's steam pipes that hiss from the underside of the belly that vent these huge heated kind of vapors into the air and momentarily obscure one pathway, and everyone has to stop and kind of wait for a second. And that's, you see how like they are heating this dome. There is rusted machinery, abandoned scaffolding, twisted remains of once glorious areas and beautiful parks, great statues that have now been sort of turned into makeshift housing, and this strange place has become a home for the desperate and the lawless. There is the shouts of merchants peddling their wares as they kind of mingle with the clanging of metal workers. And you see distant skyships out over the dome as well, passing over the top. And the gutters run a bit slick with some blackened water and discarded refuse, and rats and small stray mechanical constructs will just skitter across the surface. As then you look up and across, these beautiful kind of neon signs will flicker into life, and they offer sort of an eerie, slightly otherworldly glow across the soot-covered walls of Giant's Bane. So, where would you all like to go?
Whoa. You did magic on that guy. That's what happened. I'm having this realization that he couldn't lie while we were going down. I was taking in the scenery, and I was just, it all clicked into place in my brain that, like, oh, you did a spell and he could tell the truth. Dude, that's dude, you're awesome, man. Oh. Wow, that was really cool.
You're right, Shaddy. That's what I did.
This place is crazy also.
Tundra reaches over and gives him like a sort of like sad pat.
Yeah. It's also, it's nothing special. A lot of battle medics who are from where I'm from get trained to do this stuff. This is pretty like entry level, you know?
Wait, are you calling me entry level?
No, that's what you are.
Wow.
Shiny.
Wow.
Shiny.
Wow.
You are one of a kind.
All of your compliments fall on deaf ears.
I still think I'm not casting this spell right.
All right, everybody.
Maybe. Maybe you've got something wrong. You do know how the spell works, right? I'm just sort of an area of your personality
such
that gets
dick.
Personified. So if you don't like any of this, it's all you, baby. Is there something wrong with your throat, madam?
As leader of this mission.
I think I'm the leader, but carry on.
I'm gonna de-summon you. Listen to Tundi.
You wouldn't dare.
Listen to Tundi.
This place has always been seedy. Clearly, it has slid even further down a bad path. So I need everyone to look alive, keep your wits about you, and you're already getting distracted, and I do need you to look at me.
You seeing all these lights and stuff? How do they even have enough power to do this?
Hey, and I already feel you getting distracted. We have to keep eyes on the box, okay? I don't care what cool stuff pops up. There's going to be a lot of people down here trying to distract you. I need everybody with eyes on the box. You understand?
Hey there, my friend. You look like you could do with a new watch. Can I interest you in one of these?
I don't. Huh? I can't tell time.
Don't worry. I've got one of these. And he pulls out this little kind of like, what you know, those like clicking wrist strap things?
Yeah.
You know, they're like solid.
A
snap
bracelet.
A snap bracelet. That's the one. He like snaps it onto your wrist. You now know the time.
Whoa.
How's that?
No, huh? I'm not giving you your card.
Sorry, sir. Not
immediately falls.
Not today, sir.
What
not
do you mean?
Today. Not today.
But you've got it on.
Huh?
You've got it on.
I know, but
are you stealing?
Huh?
Are you stealing from me?
Take it off.
How do I do it?
I'm sorry. I don't know how to do that, okay? If you're stealing from me, I'm just trying to sell my stuff.
Tundra rolls her eyes and like tosses him a coin and punches him in the stomach. Leave us alone.
Do I have this watch?
Yeah.
Great.
Now you know the time.
I always know exactly
you just
know
exactly what time it is.
Thank God.
Yeah.
We have like all of our weapons on us and stuff.
Yeah.
Is there anything that we could buy or get on us that will like make us feel more protected here?
I could use some better armor.
Do you mean, yeah, are you talking about specifically like from physical harm? Are you talking about...
Physical harm.
Physical harm, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you can absolutely upgrade your armor if you wanted to head to the market.
Tundra looks down and like it's like rusting so much that some of it's starting to like really disintegrate. I do need an upgraded armor.
You could probably go and get like that armor like resmithed if you wanted to. Like if you don't want to like get rid of that armor, you could probably get it like some upgrades or something.
It's probably cheaper than getting all new armor.
Yeah, this chainmail makes me feel like I'm wearing like one of my dad's undershirts as like a 2-year-old.
And I would love to get some chips.
We'll get you some chips, Shaddy. We can do that.
That pause where they just are disbelief that he just said that.
We'll get you some chips.
Just, I'm hungry. I'm
great.
Hungry.
Well, if I remember correctly, there's a chip place not too far from... They're all on the same block. Come on.
Great, yeah. Two birds, one stone. Three birds, two stones. There's three... Four... Well, because Snaffle.
Shiny.
Four birds, one...
He's going to get pissed if you call him
We're
Snaffle.
All birds, right? That's if that's all we have to take from this is we're all birds, right, Shiny?
Sure.
Let's head to the market. I'm hungry.
this, you only you can hear this. It's like, mm-hmm. You know earlier how you mentioned I had a certain intelligence? Is it more than Shaddy? Please tell me it is.
That's my friend, man. I'm not gonna, you know.
But I'm your friend.
We work together.
Oh, we're co-workers?
We're friendly co-workers at this
point. Can you unsummon me, please? I don't want to exist anymore.
You're carrying the box for just a little longer, and I promise at the end of the night, I'll snap you out of existence, okay?
Thank you. The endless void of nothingness was better than this. The realization that I might be more stupid than that man over there. Wow.
We can keep an eye out for maybe a wagon.
Please. Maybe the wagon would be more intelligent than him.
Don't worry, Shiny. How long does it take to walk to the armory market?
Take you like 10, 15 minutes as you're walking through these streets.
Time to heal the way?
Yeah, do I know? Should I do a history check? Or if there's too much
go
that on, has
Yeah, go ahead, give me a history check, just because there's a lot going on, and occasionally your way will be blocked by, like, a new building that's just been, like, haphazardly constructed. There's no, like, planning permission here. So, like, they just do whatever they want, essentially.
4.
Cool. It takes you the best part of an hour and a half to work your way around, and I assume Tundra was absolutely refused to ask for any directions. Mm-hmm. Like, was convinced that... knew where she was going.
I've definitely seen this whole area before.
Nope. I know where to go.
215.
Thanks, Shay.
That's so silly. I love it.
It's going to be so funny.
Okay, marvelous. Yeah, without too much hassle, you do find your way to the Brass and Bane. Brass and Bane is a... It seems to be, like, a weapons shop. It sells a lot of, like, modified weapons. And you do notice a couple of, like, kind of bits of armor and stuff in the foreground. Are you going to head inside?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Rotating Heroes podcast. This episode has been brought to you by 12 Sided Studios. 12 Sided Studios, executive producer Chad Pytel, producer Jess Jewell, social media support by Ellie Crook, production support by Amber Forshaw, and, of course, the all-important audio editor, Oliver Moore. Thank you so much for checking this out. If you want to find out more about what 12 Sided Studios is up to, please go to the 12 Sided Studios Patreon, where you can get all the down low on things that we have, including a brand new TTRPG where you can get a free quick start guide for right now available on that Patreon. This episode of the Rotating Heroes podcast has featured Erin Keefe, John Mackey, George Primavera, and of course, me. Thank you so much for listening, and we will see you next week.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear: strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.